here at Rosie on the House. We've been covering a whole segment here the last couple of weeks on aging in place. Now, a big part of that is aging not in place. You may decide to downsize. If downsizing is what you opt for, let's make sure you don't end up in a situation like this the first time you open that hall closet. Downsizing correctly, or let's just call it right-sizing. I know two people are going to have a really hard time downsizing, and that would be me and Jennifer. I don't know how we raised six kids in as little a house as we did, but I know this. That house isn't going to accommodate six kids and 10 grandchildren. I think they're just not room for everybody.
The pool in the yard had a big part of that, and the wash behind the house.
Amen. It sure did. You may be contemplating or thinking about moving or right-sizing, and we're here to try and help and guide you along in that direction. A couple weeks ago, we ran a show on organizing in a way that you could be right-sizing. Today, we're going to be talking about and accommodating your house to allow you to age in place. I got an anonymous phone call from a listener just this week in my voicemail at the office. She says, Rosie, I just want to thank you so much for the article in the show last week about talking about getting these builders to start widening the halls and widening the doors and getting rid of steps. They're in a very large home. They want to downsize, and they can't find a house in their community close enough to what they want to do that allows them to age in place. Every house has steps, narrow halls, narrow doors. And she says, thank you for bringing an awareness to this. And hopefully some builders and developers will take note that this is going to be a huge, huge, huge demand. But I'll tell you one thing. I've talked to a couple builders, remodelers, Rosie Certified Partners, interior designers, and they say those folks that can emotionally downsize, they don't want to compromise on finishes. So they're willing to downsize, but they still want all the nice finishes. So small but nice is becoming a big, big trend. Folks that are selling the big homes, moving into the smaller patio homes or townhomes or condos or just a smaller home, but they want to come into that home and fix it up to where it's the nice stuff. So a huge trend in today's market. We're going to try and emotionally coach you through downsizing today because it's not easy.
If you've ever had a yard sale to clean up and you put one thing out on your garage, this is going to be tough for you.
It is.
You got to let go.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just stuff.
Yeah, I know people that get into a bidding war with buyers at the garage sales about their own stuff. You have it labeled for 12, will you take 3? No, it's gone up to 15 because the longer it sits out here, the more I remember how much I'm going to miss it when you buy it. So if you have trouble getting rid of things like that, downsizing could be a challenge for you. But I want you to realize that for most couples, for most families, for most people, downsizing is a process. It's not an event. It's not a one-day event. It's starting to go through your closets, one closet at a time, going through your bedrooms, one room at a time, distinguishing between heirloom pieces of furniture and deciding what you'd like to have done with those as far as sorting out the stuff that just needs to go away. I mean, we talk about it a lot, particularly when we talk about donations to Habitat. You know, you can recycle something. You can repurpose something. You can sell something or donate something or just throw it away. I mean, that is always one option. What you don't want to do is you don't want to start force downsizing to your kids late in life. giving them things they don't want. They have to take, or they're gonna hurt your feelings. So bring the whole family into the process and do it nice and slow and gradual, one room at a time. Downsizing, it's the topic for today. We're going to help you emotionally get prepared for it, and it may be the right thing for a lot of people. Some people downsize two or three times in the stages of their life, and that's perfectly okay. That's all right. Once you get it done the first time, it's a little bit easier the second time. But like you say, Romy, if you're the type that puts things out on the garage sale and one of you's putting things out and one of you's bringing things back in, those are the couples that we'd like to just embolden and strengthen and encourage them today.
Well, we want to get to a couple calls.
We do.
1-888-767-4348 1-888-ROSIE for you. First on the line is Tony in Phoenix. Good morning.
Morning.
How can we help you, Tony?
Listen, I never go on the yard sales with the wife. Let her go by herself. I don't go with her. Except if I get the cell phone call that says, bring the truck.
Oh, bring the truck. Bring the truck phone call on Sunday morning yard sale day. That's a scary phone call.
Yeah, well, I'm watching a football game. I don't know when I'm going to get the truck over there.
There you go.
Okay, I'm trying to help my mother-in-law. Okay. She wants to put indoor shutters, take the curtains down and put indoor shutters in instead for some privacy.
Yeah.
And she lives like a mile away from me, and that's at like 40th Street and Thomas here in Phoenix. So she already had one of the big box stores come over, and I don't think she was too happy with that because she only got one estimate. So she's wondering what to do, and I thought I'd call you.
Hey, well, great. Tony, are you familiar with our website, rosieonthehouse.com?
Yeah, but I didn't really know how to navigate through that to find a contractor for shutters.
Okay, well, I've navigated to the right page for you. Are you prepared to write a name and a phone number down?
Yes, I am.
Okay. At rosieonthehouse.com, you click to referral network. You click on the part of Arizona you live in. For you, it would be Phoenix. It comes up with a full menu of different contractors categories, and we go down and scroll down to window coverings. Click on window coverings, and you'll get two companies, New West Shutters and Phoenix Tent and Awning. New West Shutters, of course, would be the company that you'd use for your shutters on the inside. We just had New West install shutters at one of our properties. Absolutely love them. Rod's the owner. Give him a ring. The number is 480-612-7400. That's New West Shutters. It's a big wide blade shutter. You don't have to have that center mullion anymore. They have a hidden connecting piece that comes in, makes it a real nice for when you open it. You can still maintain a nice visual to the outside. They do an excellent job keeping the heat and the cold out. And as far as what your mother-in-law is looking for in the way of privacy, they provide absolute perfect privacy. So I hope that was the information you're looking for. Is there anything else we can help you with this morning?
No, I guess that's it. You really set her up now. I'll just have her make that call and we'll have somebody come over and give us an estimate and see what she's going to go from there. Thank you.
All right, Tony. We appreciate the call, the kind words about the show, and your support. Folks, I can't believe how many people know about the radio show, know about the newspaper articles, and haven't navigated our website. So we love hearing from y'all on Saturday mornings, 8 to 11, here on the broadcast. We're expanding to yet another station imminently.
I'm not supposed to say anything.
As well as another newspaper.
Out of request
next
by
week
the
too.
Affiliate. They're not supposed to say anything.
So we're continuing to grow our footprint. We'll be able to announce both those next Saturday. We're increasing our footprint in our ongoing effort to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Any question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, you can get those answers by calling us on Saturday morning, 8 to 11. But no, you can also find those answers why we're not on air at rosieonthehouse.com. And I especially want to alert those of you that have second homes, those Tucsonans and Phoenicians that have second homes up on top of the rim in Yavapai County. We have a referral network there, too. So not only are we protecting you at your primary residence, if your secondary residence happens to be in Yavapai County, we've got you covered there as well with a great referral network for the Prescott, Quad City areas, and now just building out Sedona, Oak Creek. Romy, about the only corner of the state we've got to go get solved is the White Mountains up in the Sholo area. Maybe we'll make that a target for the summer or the fall of this year, and then we will have complete coverage in the Arizona airwaves and media. Let's go ahead and get to our next call and with Mike and Ron, and know that there's an open line for you if you'd like to jump in. 1-888-767-4348. Maybe you've got a humorous downsizing story about someone you know. Give us a ring and share it with us and all of our listeners. Mike in Phoenix, you have a question? Go ahead and ask it, my friend.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to get a new flagstone patio, and it's pretty big in size. I got about 600 square feet. We've been having some water coming up through the hardwood floors in the bedroom. The master
Ooh.
Bedroom is against the patio.
Ooh.
And we thought, okay, it's a leak. So we had a reputable local plumber come out, and they tested, and they said, yeah, there's a leak from here to here, but it's outside the house, and it runs to the pool. So we called the pool company, and they came out and said, well, there's no leak. So I had a drainage expert come out, and he said, well, you know, your water's flowing this way. It's coming in towards the house. And then with the storms, my wife got the perfect picture of about a half inch of water, and the patio itself actually is coming toward the house, and you can see the water pooling up and sitting right along the threshold between the house and the flagstone.
Okay, I want you to hold right there, Mike, because you've just put a knot in my stomach. I'm sure your wife has a knot in her stomach, and you probably have a knot in your throat. But we'll finish taking your question and dilemma. I've got a couple ideas I'm going to be able to share with you right after this short commercial break at Rosie on the House.
You're tuned into Arizona's number one home improvement radio show. It's the Rosie on the House show.